For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So, look, I'm not going to judge the next generation. We've all been judged by generations before, right? You know, each one saying the next is lazy or can't get it done or don't do it like we used to do it. However, I will say this headline seems really strange to me. A quarter of Gen Zers take their parents with them to job interviews.
Like into the interview itself?
Well, let's
or they just have them give them a ride and they wait outside with the engine running.
Yeah. So it says 37% say their parents accompanied them to the office, but didn't necessarily go in the room. I mean, how do you do that? Like you come in, all right, and who is this? My dad. Oh, hello, sir. Can I help you? No, I'm just here for, I mean, do you like encourage, like, you know, Matthew did softball, or I mean, Little League this year. And, you know, so many parents are like, come on, you got this.
Right.
You got this. Is that what they do in the corner? Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Come on, Jimmy, you got this.
Or they just like kick them under the table and clear their throat. Right. Like, remember, we discussed this.
So 26% say their parents physically sat in the interview.
That is the dumbest thing. I think people are lying on the survey.
18% said they at least introduced themselves to the manager, like the parents. And 7% answered questions.
Now, are these people that are applying to work at, you know, pickle picking at a farm down the road and the parent comes with them because they know the farmer? I mean, I could maybe that I could see. But if you're like an adult, why would you do that? I did once have my parents drove me to an interview because it was in Appleton, and then they visited friends while I did the interview.
Yeah.
I mean, they dropped me off.
That's fine. I mean, getting a ride is no big deal. When I was moving to Houston, my girlfriend at the time worked for the Associated Press. I was trying to get a job interview, and I called, and the guy said, we're not interested, and I hung up, and she said, you call him back, and you tell him we're coming to visit Houston, and he at least should have the courtesy to see you. And she was right. So that got me in. That was good that she gave me the little push, but my God, she didn't come into
the room.
So, I mean, maybe a little nudge.
When I was like the age of I would have like been mortified.
Yes.
I was mortified of my parents in general.
Well,
and especially to introduce them to a prospective employer.
Our kids, like as we're getting closer to the school, if we're walking in the school, they're like, okay, we're good here. So does it switch back then at some point?
Or are things just not like they were in our day?
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.